According to police, James and Barry Gillespie from Glasgow run the biggest and richest organised crime syndicate in Scotland, with ties to gangs in South America, Spain, the Netherlands and England. It is said that the brothers generate over £100 million per year with arms smuggling and drug trafficking. Over the last few decades, they've not only become one of the most biggest gangs in the world, they're also one of the most violent. Hey doll, coffee, chia seeds, salted caramel, protein powder, bit of vanilla, blended with ice. Oh yeah. Please tell me if I've got chia seeds stuck in my teeth though. So a while back, I covered Scotland's most wanted criminals, and on this list was the Gillespie brothers. I still can't say their name. And doll, did I receive comments telling me about how notorious these brothers are, or rather were? Because little did I know that soon after releasing this, they were officially declared dead and taken off the most wanted list. So I became curious, who are these guys I just touched on? Let's feel a little deeper. Ew. Eldest brother Barry was born in 1969 and James 4 years later in 1973. Little is known about their childhood and upbringing and family life, other than that they grew up in Ruthers Glen, a small low-income suburb of Glasgow, Scotland. I read that the brothers have always had short fuses and hot tempers and grew up like little tough thug street drug dealers. But these brothers had a plan. Using false identities, they set up business fronts as real estate agents. James became James Gardner and Barry became Eamon Fitzpatrick. This way, remaining undercover, they were able to launder money and work their way up the criminal ladder, smuggling and distributing illegal drugs as well as illegal weapons and guns, and even dabbling in friggin' international assassinations. While the brothers were climbing the criminal career ladder, police had always kept an eye on them, but maybe not close enough, because it took a while for the police to realize just the extent of their reach. In early 2004, 34-year-old Martin Toner was expected to appear in Edinburgh's High Courts to answer to major drug smuggling charges made against him. However, on the 30th of June, his body was found in a field. Police believe that Toner had been lured away by someone he knew and trusted and was murdered elsewhere and eventually dumped. Two people were arrested on suspicion of murder. John McDonald, whose case was dropped without charges due to a lack of evidence, and Douglas Fleming, who was found innocent by a jury. The murder case of Martin Toner is still technically open and unsolved. 13 years later, in 2017, police renewed an appeal for Martin Toner's murder, asking the public for more information. However, this time police pointed directly at the Gillespie brothers as having a potential involvement. Martin Toner's wife, who originally reported her husband missing, openly said that the only bother Martin has ever had was with the Gillespie brothers. She believes the Gillespies had something to do with Martin's murder. Martin's wife's opinions are not unfounded. 2 years earlier, in 2002, a court heard how James Gillespie barged into Martin's house and attempted to shoot him at a point-blank range. After James's gun jammed, he quickly pulled out a knife, which Martin was able to disarm. This terrifying near assassination caused Martin and his wife to flee Scotland and move to Yorkshire in the north of England. But it seems the Gillespies found him in the end. In 2008, the Gillespie brothers and their wives packed up their bags, left Scotland and moved to sunny Portugal. This is when it became clear to police just how much of an empire they had built. The brothers went from living in a council estate to a luxury estate. A year later, in 2009, in a town close to Marseille, France, a truck bound for London was seized. Inside, authorities found 1,500 boxes of cocaine hidden among cash registers and packets of coffee. 684 kilos, worth over £31 million, making it the biggest drug seizure France had ever seized. The two truck drivers were arrested and served 3 years in prison, but the Gillespies, of course, served no time. Blaming the smuggling on a man named John Jackson, how much of a made-up name is that? Who they claimed was responsible for ensuring the truck made it to the UK. Now, you might think that losing this amount of money and coke would ruin the brothers, but no. They got knocked down, but they got up again. Stronger and more determined than ever, the brothers went on to develop what police argued is the country's most dangerous crime syndicate. At this point, not only did the gang have ties to other gangs in Europe, England, the Netherlands, and Spain, but they were also becoming well established in South America. One of the reasons why they were able to become so much bigger than all the other gangs around them was their use of technology. Their cars were customized with hidden hydraulics powered compartments. I think I'm saying that right. Also, if they were followed by police, they used mobile phone signal jamming equipment to block any cell phone signals from leaving their car. They even had their very own technology specialists. Like, this was organized crime, organized. And then there was the encrypted phones, which obviously all criminals need to use. Initially, the brothers were clients of a company called Netcom. However, James and Barry didn't want to trust other people with their security. So they decided to create their own devices and own security and hired developers to make a custom operating system. It was so good, the brothers then distributed these phones with the operating system on them to other people in their groups and then other groups, gangs that their gang worked with. And it was a success. Seeing a gap in the market, the brothers leaned in. It was another business venture, another revenue stream. They began selling the phones under a company named MPC, which actually stands for Mobile Phone Company. Oh. They even had a Twitter account. MPC marketed their mobile phones to the privacy conscious, even using images of the famous whistleblower Edward Snowden in their advertising. MPC was dodgy as fuck. They were continuously listing their address in different countries all over the world. The brothers would quickly create new companies and then dismantle them. But MPC did not just stick to phones and software. The company MPC was also involved in the murder of a crime blogger in the Netherlands. Martin Kok was a convicted killer turned crime writer, blogger, and TV show host. Martin apparently highlighted the dodgy operations of criminals companies like MPC. Although I don't know how much of a straight shooter this guy is, as he did accept sponsorship from MPC. You can see him here, decked out in all MPC merch. However, not long after this photo was taken, Martin was murdered, shot 8 times in his car in December 2016. In 2022, Christopher Hughes from Glasgow was found guilty of Martin's murder. Christopher Hughes has concrete ties with Gillespie brothers and was previously found guilty of involvement in serious organized crime between July 2013 and January 2020. Shortly after the murder of Martin Kok, in 2017, Robert Allen was horrifically tortured and kneecapped due to an unpaid drug-related debt of £30,000. He knew he couldn't possibly pay the debt back, so he fled. Unbeknownst to Robert, the gang had hidden a tracking device on his car, leading them straight to his front door. Robert was abducted from his home in South Yorkshire. He was restrained and gagged and bundled into a van and transported 6 hours away to an industrial unit in rural Scotland. The weapons used on him was like stuff you'd see in the movies. Bleach, a chain, a sledgehammer. Yeah. Robert was then rolled down a hill towards a motorway. The torturers shouted after him, "You still owe the money." And they fled. Robert was found by members of the public who rushed him to hospital, and amazingly, Robert survived, although obviously left with a number of life-altering injuries, probably forever. Oh. Thankfully, Robert did speak out and he pointed fingers at his abductors. A number of men were arrested and pleaded guilty to kidnap and attempted murder. But in 2020, a fresh police appeal was made, again asking for any information on the Gillespie brothers, James and Barry. Police suspect that the brothers are involved in the abduction and torture and attempted murder of Robert Allen. Although no progress has been made here and it's never came to fruition, they've never been asked. In 2014, the Scottish police established Operation Escalade, which was dubbed to be a heavyweight investigation into one of Scotland's top-tier serious organised crime groups. In 2018, Operation Escalade grew and partnered with the National Crime Agency, the DEA, Europol and Interpol, giving them more power and an international presence to help increase the success of their operations. In 2019, they brought in 200 specialist officers to begin the global search for James and Barry Gillespie. Although there was still no sign of the brothers, Operation Escalade was closing in on their employees and accomplices. In 2019, James White, the Don, was arrested in Brazil, and Christopher Hughes, who I mentioned earlier, was arrested in Italy. Operation Escalade to this day, that I'm recording, is still going strong. And since its launch, the investigation team have seen almost 50 people convicted of serious organized crime related offences, but they are yet to pull down the kingpins, James and Barry Gillespie. Then, dramatic twist, in 2022, the National Crime Agency took the brothers down from the most wanted website and withdrew the reward money. Scottish police reportedly told the Gillespie family that they believed the brothers had came to harm whilst on the run in Brazil. The narrative so far goes that authorities in South America told Operation Escalade that there was an altercation over protection money. The brothers could no longer comply or cough up the increasing financial demands of their Brazilian protectors, so they were executed by a Brazilian gang. But their bodies have never been found. So my comment to all my commenters saying, why are you covering these guys? These guys dead. Maybe not. This could be just another elaborate cover-up, front, hoax to make Operation Escalade think they're dead. The Gillespie brothers have the funds, they have the money, they have the connections to make this happen, no? Would a Brazilian gang kill a golden goose? Like, if the Gillespie brothers are one of the biggest crime organizations in the world, why would you kill them? Unless you took their place? Or this could be part of the protection agreement with the Brazilian gang. You fake our deaths with your connections. Like, wouldn't that fall under like a criminal protection agreement? Like, if things get too crazy, you have to get me a passport? I don't know, it's not my world. Also, the counter-terrorism unit in Scotland is still appealing for information about the brothers' whereabouts and warning the public not to approach them because they are considered dangerous. If Operation Escalade and detectives investigating this, if they think that they're dead, why is that still up online? Or Maybe this is all a ruse by Operation Escalate. Publicly announcing that the brothers are dead will allow the brothers to come out of hiding and potentially slip up. So mysterious, so shady. Who knows? Well, they know. What do you think? Do you think they're dead? Do you think they flew too high to the sun and the Brazilian gang got them? I don't think they're dead. I don't think so. I think they are too big to be executed. Right? That's how it works. We need them to answer for all the murders that they did. You know, Robert Allen, he doesn't have knees anymore. Let me know what you think. Like, subscribe, slam. Robert was then rolled down a hill towards a motorway. The torturers. I have a cold. My nose is blocked. The torturers.